Sota Perkches Mishnah Vav 8:6. We now reach that fourth and final section of the parsha regarding the preliminaries of war, and the pasuk there says, "V'haya kechalos hashotrim ledaber el ha'am," when the officers have finished speaking to the people, as we had in the previous mishnah regarding the exemptions. So then, ufakto sarei tzavaos barosh ha'am. Then they appoint like officers to lead at the head of the soldiers. So we understand that at the head of the soldiers means they're actually going to be people put to the front of the army personnel to, like, I'll call it, lead them into battle, as you'll see, but specifically their role in a moment. So that is what the pasuk says, barosh ha'am, in the front. But the Mishnah comments, uva akevo shel am. There's also people in the rear of the troops, and they have a special role as well. So what are the roles of the people in the front and the back? Ma'amidin zakifin lifnehem. People in the front have the role of being zakifin. The word zakifin, like the word zokef kufufim, who raises up the bent. So the zakifin are people who lift up those who have fallen down. And Rashi emphasizes it's not just give them a hand if they've, you know, fallen down, twisted their ankle or been struck or something, but also they encourage them with words, so people who have fallen spirits will have those spirits lifted up as well. So that's the role of the zakifin. But va'acherim, there are other people, ma'achareim, who are placed in the back of the troops as they're marching out to battle. V'chashilin shel barzel b'yadehen, they have like axes, the kind of axes you'd use at a quarry to bang things out of rock, you know? And those axes they're armed with, v'chol mavakesh lachazor, anybody of the Jewish troops who had the opportunity not to go into battle because they were afraid. But now that they're in battle, now they have no option. They're not allowed to turn back. And if someone wants to turn back, harashus biyado lekapeach es shokav. These people in the back, these armed with the kshilin, are authorized to menace and ultimately even to strike with their axes the legs of those people who are turncoats, or another way, to stop them from fleeing. So therefore, they're not allowed to flee under penalty of essentially losing their legs, having their legs chopped off. Shetechilas nisa nefila. The Gemara amends this to read techilas nefila nisa. That is to say that the beginning of the nefila, the downfall of the soldiers, is nisa, is when they panic and flee away from the enemy. In other words, fleeing jeopardized the life of the soldiers, because as we saw previously, we talked about the pasuk that people shouldn't be afraid. And we had those different words about different almost synonyms of being afraid, being broken. All those preliminaries in terms of psychological warfare, of banging the shields together and neighing the horses and flashing the swords and, you know, to intimidate the other side. If you're intimidated, then your chances of success are much less. And once you're actually in full flight mode, then everyone's panicked and the enemy is emboldened, and that endangers and ultimately leads to the death of many Jewish lives. And therefore, you're not allowed to turn back. And now the Mishnah brings proof text to show that indeed tchilas nefila nisa, that the beginning of the failure and the fall of the soldiers is their fleeing the enemy. Because Shneamar, as the pasuk says, and this pasuk is a pasuk that was referring to the Jewish fight with the Plishtim, the Philistines, that was reported to Eli HaKohen and Shmuel. It says, "Nas Yisrael lifnei Philistim," the Jews fled from before the Philistines. "V'gam magefa gadola haisa ba'am." And there's also a magefa, like widespread death amongst the people. So that's a proof text to suggest that the widespread death happened in the wake of their being nus, they're fleeing. Now that proof text alone would not be sufficient for a number of reasons. For starters, magefa usually means like a plague, you know, think like coronavirus plague. So that being the case, they wouldn't necessarily be connected. Just because they were fleeing from the enemy doesn't mean that when they died from the Megepha, it's because of their fleeing. Maybe they died because, you know, also there was some sort of contagion or something like that. So that alone wouldn't be enough. Also, a Megepha sort of suggests like at the hands of heaven as opposed to the hands of the enemy soldiers. And there are other objections as well. So that being the case, we need a second proof text. And the second proof text says, and this one is referring to the report regarding the Jews fight against the Plishtim in the days of Saul, when King Saul, Shaul HaMelech, lost his life there on Har Gilboa. So the report was Ulahalanu Omer, the pasuk elsewhere in Shmuel says, Vayanusu Anshe Yisrael Mipnei Philistim, the Jewish men fled from before the Philistines, Vayiplu Chalalim Vagomer, and people were dying every which way. So again, you see that the death comes in the wake of the fleeing, and that's what the pasuk is teaching you, and therefore the din is, and the Rambam passes the halacha. There should be men positioned in the back who are not just strong, but also essentially azim, ruthless, and they should absolutely disallow any of the combat soldiers to turn face and flee in the middle of battle, because that would endanger everyone's lives. They have a din of like being a rodef, endangering the lives of other Jews, and therefore, if they would try to do that, there's authority granted to those people in the back to use non-lethal but intense, severe force to ensure that no one flees.